Hey guys, Todd B here. Shed the jacket because I'm getting too hot and I'm too excited now because we're getting near the end of this process. Now, right now, you started with nothing. You started with no book idea. You didn't know where you were going to go. And at this point, you decided which book was the best book for you. You came up with a whole bunch of ideas for that book. You decided on the best structure. You organized everything around that structure. And now all that's left to do is to take that outline that you have it now with the structure and ideas and start to cut what doesn't work in that outline. And after that, it's smooth sailing. I mean, you have to write the book. But after that, it's pretty much smooth sailing. So let's jump in here and see what I'm going to do with these ideas. I'm jumping into day five, cutting the weak or off-topic ideas, revealing your true outline. Doesn't that sound great? So here's what I've got. Get more space. I might need it before we're done. Hopefully not, workflowy. So here's what I've got. I've got my book idea here, which is how to self-publish your first book. Sounds great. I know I have my three sections here as well. I'm going to give myself a little space, yeah, so I could see this a little better. We got writing the book, publishing the book, marketing the book. Now, again, I said what I wanted to do with this book is get a little more impact around a specific community. So I'm going to jump into these one by one and see how I can cut the book. Now, there are a few things I want to keep in mind. First is when I'm cutting, I'm going to cut ruthlessly. You remember I said that? So all of that, whoa, hippie, like let's throw all the ideas in here stuff, create, that's great. Now I'm in editing mode. I need to get back to my fourth grade teacher who hit me over the head with a plastic hammer whenever I talk too much in class. Ruthless, absolutely ruthless, Miss Madden. Thanks for that. But I need to have that same spirit whenever I'm cutting this outline. And it's not going to be easy for some of you because you're going to love all of these ideas. But again, I need you to think ruthlessly and know what you're after. The second thing I want to keep in mind, and this is going to be kind of hard to judge at the outlining point, but you want to think clarity and rhythm whenever you're going through your outlines. If you ever take a look at some of the books on your bookshelf, what you'll notice is that really the chapters are all pretty even lengths. The sections are all pretty even, and everything feels like it has this really good rhythm toward it. So one problem you might run into as you're going through your own outline, I might have this, we'll see in a minute, is that you have a whole lot in one section of your structure and not a whole lot in another section of your structure. That's okay. That's a normal problem. But what we're going to do is try to either pad out a section to make it match a little bit rhythmically, or we're going to cut from other sections to say, I don't think this is exactly right. And again, you won't have a 100% picture of that right now, but you'll be pretty darn close if you do it in the outlining stage. Now, the other thing I'm going to do as I start this is I'm trying to think about order of my sections, right? So I've got this book. I want to help people self-publish their first book. The three sections are writing, publishing, marketing. And now even within that, where I have a whole bunch of my ideas, I want to start going from beginning to end. Where does someone need to start if they're going to start writing a book? Okay, first thing they have to do is write the book, right? So I've got writing the book up here. Let's see what all goes in that. This is where I love this tool right here, right? Because I can start to nest things. So when I'm writing the book, I want to think about, how to write your first book. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is outline it, right? Almost pulled one over on myself there. First thing I want to teach people to do is outline the book. That's a no-brainer. That's going to go in here. And I have all of the content I've already created. So that's great. This chapter is pretty much written. Whenever we start, outline the book. Cool. And then we're going to decide on the chapters. Set aside some time to write. See, I know I'm creating more stuff here, but I'm, again, noticing there's a little space. So I'm going to write that in there. Okay. Let's see, how to write a good book. You know what? I think what I'm going to do here, so let's see, what are my goals? I'm going through, what are my goals here, right? Like, I'm trying to teach people to self-publish their book. I'm not necessarily worried about how to know if your book will sell. I think for first-time authors, I'm going, you know what? They really just need to go over the hump of writing the book, of self-publishing the book and getting it out there. I'm almost not as much worried about this, how to know if your book will be terrible. Who's to say what's terrible, right? I don't even want to touch on that because I want to practically take people through the process of writing a good book, right? How to write a book that makes sense, that certainly goes in here, right? So I want to spend some time talking about, what people want to think about when they're coming to write a book. And so some of the things that are in here, they're going to be like, okay, how to write to inspire action. How to write a good book, how to write to inspire action. I'm going to share some of my experiences in here. Let's see, writing the book, set aside time to write. Oh, look at that. I filled out a section. See, this is why you got to know what you have. I wrote an extra bullet, but I already had this. How do I find chapters to write in my busy schedule? Time to write in my busy schedule. How to drink enough water while you're writing. Obviously, that is probably not going to go in there. It might be a sentence, but I'm going to strike that as well. Which kind of book should I write? That's a great, great question. Should I write? Wait, oh, look at this. Well, how about that? Thank you so much, Past Todd. I already had all these ideas, and now I have subsections of this chapter, right? How to write a book, how to write a how-to book. I can write about memoir. I can write about different types of books, fiction books. What genre of fiction should you write? This is amazing. This is coming in. How to write chapters that work. That definitely goes in the actual writing of the book section, right? Awesome. Should I hire a ghostwriter? You know what? I think that is going to be addressed up here. How to self-publish your first book. If someone gets that, odds are they're not going to want to know. You know what? No. I don't even want that. Look at that, changing my mind on the spot. I don't even want that. This is going to be a person who wants to write their own book, right? I'm going to market it that way. So I'm taking out this, and you'll notice I'm keeping these available for me. Don't throw away your ideas that you're not going to use. They might go in another book. Okay, offer a course on writing that specifically. It looks like this is where I was just musing. I was going, okay, is this a different book? Is writing the book different than self-publishing the book? And the truth is, it probably is, but I'm going to cut this and I'm going to keep it in the same book because for me, writing the book and publishing the book is part of the same process. If you're an indie author, if you haven't written a book before, that's going to be, that's going to be part of it. The writing is going to be part of the publishing is what I'm trying to say. And so this should not be a different book. This is a different idea. I'm striking that. So now we've got, let's see, how to write a book. All of this is going to be like chapter one, right? So straightforward stuff. I don't really know how long these are going to be right now, but this is where I'm going to start my book. And then I'm going to go to the practical part, how of the actual writing a book, right? I got some stuff in there. And then I'm going to move it to editing the book. All of this is part of editing the book. Oops. So boom. So now what's happened, you guys? You can see I'm starting to create structure within my structure. So what I'm doing, I've cut some stuff. I've rearranged some stuff again. So now not only do I know the overall structure on my book, I'm starting to outline some chapters. How to write a book. I'm going to start there. The actual writing of a book. Start there. Or go into that next. And then editing the book. That's going to be the next step. So all of a sudden, guys, I'm going to toggle this show completed off. Boom. Coherent outline. I know where I'm going to start. We'll jump back to the big picture view. Right? So my writing the book. Boom. Look at that. I'm done. How to self-publish your first book. I know when I start to write this book, I already know where I'm going to start. And I know the kinds of things I'm going to put in chapter one. Amazing, right? Okay, so let's hop in the next piece, publishing the book. Actually, you know what? I think that you understand this process. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish up here, do a little magic time warp again, And then I'm going to jump back in and discuss what I did, see if anything crazy happened that I need to bring up. So fast forward. So guys, there are a few things that I wanted to point out here before we skip over the rest of this. In the publishing the book section, now first thing I want you to know, all right, we got the three sections. Boom. Let me toggle off the show completed again. Boom. Boom. And what we have here is three sections each. We have three sections with three sections each. I told you I liked the number three. And these are all of my ideas that I have that fit in here nicely, and everything has a nice rhythm to it, things like that. You guys already saw writing the book, so let's take a brief look at the publishing the book. Anything weird that happened here? Basically, whenever I change things, I know what I wanted to point out. So real quick, I talked about I knew where I should publish my book should be a good piece of this, but the only thing that I personally know about is publishing on Amazon. I don't know about the Google platform. I don't know about iBooks. I know a little bit about self-hosting, and so I could add some things there, right? Like more on that on the marketing section. I have pieces of that elsewhere. But one thing, why I wanted to bring this up is because you don't have to be the expert on everything to know that it belongs in your book, right? So now, whenever I start to write this book, yeah, okay, great. I already have all the Amazon content, but I just know I need to research this. Right? And so it's the same with iBooks. And in Workflowy, you could actually filter all of these ideas, right? If I put research needed here, I know immediately all of the, if I had more than one, I would have all the lists of things I needed to do research on for the book. The point here is you don't have to know it all to start writing. You know your weak areas now, and I can start researching. I don't have to wonder anymore what should be in there. All these pieces are in publishing the book. Great. Marketing the book. This is weird. I did want to point this out because I did have one that I struck here. How to get readers to read your other books. Essentially, this is about, okay, if someone read the first book, how do you get them to read the next book? I decided that's outside the scope for my book because my goal is to create an impact on how to help someone self-publish their first book. This has nothing to do with someone's first book. Right? Why would they need to promote other books if they don't have them yet? I decided it's outside the scope. But again, three sections here. Boom, boom, boom. And I know immediately where I could start writing. And even better than that, I know where the areas are weak and where I need to do more research, right? So like this, research needed. Yep, of course. I would need some more meat for this section, whereas on this section, I have a little more going on here. All right, so that is it. We have the outline for our book. We know exactly where we're going to start the next process. I need to check my notes here and make sure there's nothing else to be said. But while you're cutting, while you're organizing, just keep your goals in mind. If you know what book you want to write, it's much easier to organize at this level than it is when you're 500,000 words deep trying to figure out what to do next. So your homework for this is to, I almost said this episode, your homework for this lesson is to head into your outline, cut everything that doesn't belong, and with that, you're finished. If you want to stick around for the bonus video, I have a few final thoughts on what to do when you start writing, but otherwise, congratulations. You have done so much to get your full completed outline. I'm so proud of you for making it through the course. Thank you so much for your support. If you like this, definitely send me an email. Let me know what I could do better. And yeah, I will see you guys next time. Thanks.